99.3 Nigeria Info, good morning to you again. If you're just joining the show, welcome to Daily Digest on 99.3 Nigeria Info with Jimmy Disu. But I am Wemimo Adewuni, sitting in here for Jimmy Disu, who would be back on your radio by Tuesday next week. So let's get started. As we continue the conversation on electronic voting, we're going to spread this out a bit more and look at other countries and how they do it. How would it possibly work in Nigeria if we have electronic voting, with some lawmakers saying that Nigeria does not have the coverage enough to have electronic voting, and that the insistence on electronic voting and transmission of results especially would disenfranchise some parts of the country. Let us see a few examples here by country. We see that Brazil and India have been making use of e-voting for almost 20 years. About two decades now. Now, e-voting can take place either through direct voting on machines, by voting on ballot papers, which are then counted electronically by optical scanners, or voting can be done online. Biometric devices can also be used to register voters when they cast their votes. Okay, there's a report here done by News 24 with a Professor Bruce Watson, who's the head of Department of Information Science, which says that as a part of a digital society, it is natural that e-voting should become a thing. Okay, so we're asking, which countries are using e-voting? In Africa, Namibia was the first African country to use voting machines in 2014. Okay? India has been using voting machines since 1998. India has been using voting machines since 1998. The Philippines have been using voting machines since 2010. Brazil's elections, national elections, have been automated since 2000. Actually, it's done via touchscreen. You just go there, touchscreen, the way you use your ATM. Bam, 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 and you go. Mongolia has been using voting machines since 2010. The U.S. was the first country to try using electronic voting technology in the 1960s. They had a mix of optical scanners, direct electronic voting. More than 90% of votes in elections are counted electronically, while a few states still rely on manual counting. Remember the last election in which Joe Biden won? Even here in Nigeria, we were following up with a vote on TV. As the votes were coming in, we could see the percentages. We could see analysts could make predictions as to who was leading, and everyone knew what was going on in real time. Iraq used voting machines for the first time in 2018, but they failed a hacking test. The votes were recounted manually. There's more. DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, planned to use electronic machines in its 2018 elections. But there was a report by Al Jazeera that there were fears that the electronic machines would be used to rig the outcomes. Some countries use partial e-voting. In Canada, voting machines are used in some local elections. In Belgium, some districts use voting machines. In France, some districts use voting machines. In Russia, about 10% of Russia's polling stations are equipped with voting machines in its national elections as of 2018. In Iran, as of 2017, the country used voting machines for its local elections, but not for its national elections, which were held at the same time. In Argentina, some districts use electronic voting machines. The voting machines were not considered secure to use them across the country as at 2017. Some other countries are currently testing e-voting. Indonesia is currently trying. They're having a trial right now. They've been doing this. Bangladesh also had a trial with voting machines in its national elections in 2018. Bulgaria tried in 2017. Norway tried internet votes between 2011 and 2013, but decided not to use it because of public perception on the security of the vote, because it's on the via the internet. Okay. Some countries have stopped using e-voting. You know, we're going to have a balance of this conversation. Ireland, in 2006, dropped the plans to use the machines because of the security concerns. Paraguay, in early 2000s, experimented with voting machines, which it loaned from Brazil. In 2008, Paraguay returned to paper ballots. Netherlands, in 2007, the country reverted back to paper ballots after anti-e-voting activists proved that it was not secure using experimental hacking. In Germany, in 2009, the country stopped using voting machines after a constitutional court ruled that they were not transparent enough. With these few points of mine, with this numerous point of mine, I hope I've been able to confuse you and not to convince you. And I hope that you are able to convince me and not confuse me why you are either for or against electronic voting and transmission of results, which is the biggest story and conversation in Nigeria today. Let's get talking. If you would like to call me, it's 0700-993-993-993. This is Daily Digest. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. If you're female, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. So for electronic voting or against electronic voting with these numerous points on the table. Let's talk. Hello, good morning.
Sorry. Good morning, Wemimo.
Morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Welcome.
You see, Wemimo, there is no perfect system yet, but there is what is called improved system.
Yeah.
And one of the improved system is this electronics way. The reason is because if you look at the people that have been using it, they are not saying the election is 100% perfect, but there is a way better than what it used to be. Now, if we, Nigeria, can imbibe it, we will not. Okay, look at 2003.
Mm-hmm.
When Yar'Adua now came in, Yar'Adua said the election that brought him in was fraudulent. For this reason, he set up something, reform.
Mm-hmm.
And after that reform, the next administration took it up and came up with this device. Now, instead of these ones to take it a step further, they are now setting us back again to the days of ballot machine and toggery and using professors that we manipulate the result at the end. We'll go on strike.
Mm. Thank you. Let's keep it short because if you have to look at my phone lines, they're on fire. Frank is here from Ogodo, I believe. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Can I say something?
Please put off your radio, yes, and talk to me.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ogudu.
Oh, okay, Ogudu. All right, welcome.
Yes. Now, let me let you know. You say 2023 that is coming. Hello?
2023, yes.
Yeah, 2023 election.
Mm-hmm.
We want electric voting. That is electric transmission.
Hmm.
Are you hearing me?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say this?
Tell me.
That 2023, if electric transmission is not done, Nigeria might likely divide into two or three.
Okay, thank you. But we'll have elections, whether paper. My only fear, I mean, with the vibes I've gotten from you guys this morning, is a lot of you are, you know, shrinking back. As much as we encourage you to go register to vote, it appears that some of you think that you should not. You would rather not vote if there's no electronic transmission. That would not help us if you don't come out to vote. I've given you fact and figure as much as I could collate to help you make a decision as to whether you want us to go ahead with electronic voting and transmission of results or not. With that list that I read out to you as to which countries vote electronically or not, I hope you're able to make a good decision. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Yeah, this Friday, call from Ibele.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, these people who are arguing that because of there is no service, no network in their place, all these people are representative. Since then, what are they be doing to improve their locality, to improve their region so that there will be network? See, well, I mean, well, gonna do this. See, we work in the maritime sector. If a vessel is coming in now, if that vessel is still in Europe, I use my phone to track it. Any port is going to discharge and to load. I know where that port, I know where that vessel is going, and I know where it's coming in. That is in the high sea, where Nemo. In the high sea. I know when the vessel is about to enter Africa Sea, and I know when it's about to enter Lagos port. So if we can, if I can use my phone to track it from my sea, then what of Nigeria here? Yeah, it's just a country. The people are telling us because there is no network, and they are not even ashamed to say it. These people have been in government for long, and yet there is no network, no service in their region, and they are coming on air, boldly on air, to say it to the whole world. See, they are not helping us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Senate has asked, the condition that the Senate gave is that the electronic transmission will be done where practicable and as possible. And they're leaving it to the NCC to determine where and how and when electronic transmission of results can be possible. Good morning to you. Are you there?
Are you there?
All right, please put up your radio and call me back. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Simeon.
Your name is?
Simeon.
Simeon, welcome. Okay.
The point is this. They said before you can transmit an election result, the infrastructure needed.
Oh, so sorry about that. I guess it's your network. Let's try again. Let me free up the line. Oh, dear. Why are the lines all beeping? Let's just keep trying, okay? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Okechukwu.
What's your thoughts?
I'm calling from traffic.
Okay.
I would like to ask a question. What happened at the National Assembly yesterday? Was that not rigging of election? Before our very eyes, we saw that the ayes were more, and then the nays were less in number. And yet somebody called and told us that the nays have it. Was that not rigging of election, please? If it was, then why will the authorities not go after them when they are making laws that will guide and then prosecute people during the 2023 election for regional election?
So you're suggesting that we possibly should have asked the lawmakers to vote electronically so that their results are clear?
No, what I'm trying to say is that already somebody is rigging election before us, and it's not being indicted. And this is even on the national TV. Everybody is seeing him. It's not secret.
I hear you. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hello, Wemimo. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. For me, Wemimo, what I see, in fact, I just concluded yesterday that the politicians are the problem of Nigeria. Any law that does not conform to what they want or what would benefit them as individual, as a party, as the case may be, they always never wanted to see the daylight. I see anybody opposing this electronic transfer of votes as an enemy to Nigeria. And I see that the public should go after their lawmakers. Let them do the right thing for once. They are not there for their own benefit, but for the benefit of all Nigerians. I don't see the North that is complaining about no network. Which network do Boko Haram and the military on the field use to communicate to their commanders? Which network do Boko Haram inside the bush where they are, inside Sambisa, use to make calls, even the kidnappers, and call the parents of the people they have abducted? Why are people lying? Then which special technology do they need to transfer electronic results that they have to call in NCC into this?
All right. Thank you very much. Egwin's on the line. He's been here for a while. Thanks for calling and waiting on the line.
Okay. This electric boating and electric transmission of results would have been welcome if Nigeria was a, should I say, more educated country, because our major problem in this country is literacy. Like, if you go to the north, many of them can barely spell their name. So, like, people that don't even know how to spell their names, how are they going to operate a system? So, that's just it. So, it's not a welcome development in Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much. According to reports, about 170 million Nigerians, roughly an estimate, are phone users. About 170 million, there are 170 million mobile phone users based on subscriptions. But only 10 to 20% of the population uses smartphones. The rest rely on traditional mobile phones. So their options are mostly limited to calls and text messages. 170 million Nigerians, like one of the callers earlier on today said, how did we register for NIN? How? This information is, this data is from Smartphone Technology. That's a website that does data compilation. Okay. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ada.
Ada, thanks for calling.
Can we invite the people at the NCC, the information man, and then who else?
Yeah, sure.
We need to. And then the people that live there, you know why they are very afraid of this social media? Most of their people, they just tell them, vote for this person. But they are now understanding that development is going on in the south, and they are not doing anything for them. Now, they want drones now because they have to go home to now convince them and give them rights. So they want to be safe when they go. But all the while, everybody was shouting, there's no, this Boko Haram, this killings. Now, they are being asked because they've kidnapped their emir. Now, it's them that they will kidnap. So they are afraid of their people knowing, learning. Now, the people are learning and knowing. No, they can't manipulate them. So if they now, we can't do anything if there's no electronic transfer. And they're all afraid. So they must sit up. There's chance for them probably to do one or two things for their people. But it has to be done. It has to be electronically transferred so that people, they will be, parties will bring out credible people to fight for elections, not just bringing out a tout and then encouraging people to be carrying votes and dying. Do you know how many people will die in 2023 because of that non-electronic transfer?
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but please, I need to let you go. Socrates has been on the line for a while. Thank you for holding on. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Owenimo, after so many years of trying to get through.
I'm glad you're here.
Okay, so my name is Socrates, and I'm calling from Ota.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd wanted to contribute to the other topic where men beats wife, but then I think that's out
yeah,
that of it.
That's past now, yes.
Okay, so concerning the electronic voting, I don't see any reason why people will say we are not due for electronic either voting or transmitting of results. At this stage, we shouldn't be calling our democracy nascent. We over 60 years old man is enough to do things for themselves. Okay, so I don't see what they did at the National Assembly yesterday was a show of shame to me. And I think if we say we want to go out to protest, as people have been rightfully suggesting, they will shoot us or something else might happen to us. So what we should do as a way of protest is actually go and get our PVC. Let's not buy into that theory that our vote doesn't count. We all saw what our vote did in 2015. Let's go out there, get our PVC, stand on the queue, vote, defend the vote, and then see to it that our vote counts. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm glad you're here. Anonymous is on the line. Let's make this happen in 1 minute. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
I believe as you're in the studio there, you're not a baby.
You're what?
I am not a baby too.
Oh, baby.
You see, what these people are doing in this country, they are enemy of this country. These people are traveling abroad. These people are touring around the world. They know the advancements in those places. And they are standing in their own fatherland where they are brought up instead of them to bring light. And they are against light. You see that? If they do not want to adapt that system of that electronic voting, definitely everybody will hang separate. Enough of all this nonsense. These people, they, in fact, let's just wait. But I know that this country will surely turn around. Mm. That everybody will hang separate. If they don't start doing the right thing now.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm due for a break. This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, but I am standing in here. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're still talking about the electronic voting and transmission of results. And we're debating this. I've told you what is applicable in many countries across the world. I'm back to take more of your calls and comment on the show when I come back from the break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, sitting here for Jimmy Disu, and we're talking about the electronic voting and transmission of results. I'm going to start off this next round with comments from WhatsApp, and this is coming from engineer Odimba C, who says, there are satellite phones and communication systems that can be used anywhere in the world as long as you can see the sky. You don't need GSM coverage. This equipment can be deployed just for the elections. Companies that provide these services abound. Satellite communication is used even in war zone and around the world. I believe the communications minister is cool enough to know. May I remind you, my lord, may I remind you, give me a minute to find out for you, that Nigeria satellite has expired. You've forgotten? Where is it again? There was a report about Nigeria's satellite having been expired and is only running on Grace. Our satellite is running on Grace. Oh my God. So I don't know how we're going to do it. If we're here it is. Nasdra DG, Halilu Shaba, said that that's the National Space Research and Development Agency says Nigeria's satellite is outdated and is still functioning by Grace. It's functioning by Grace. This interview was on June 7 this year, so it's not that old. Okay, I'm back on more conversations. Sincerely, our legislators are just shying away from the truth, justifying their failure for not developing their territories. I think it's better to have electronic voting by all means. It will encourage them, the legislators, to bring facilities and infrastructures to their region instead of working against electronic voting. Yodele Rotimi from Shasha, thank you. The House is telling us there is no network in the north. Even the henchmen are using phone in the bush. Good morning. When did you guys elect me as president? It is a case of being bullied by a big bully. Unless we rise up, the people in power will continue bullying us. It's high time we took this literally. What do you mean literally? Be careful. Okay, you're asking Nigeria Info to create a platform for the youth. No, we're not a political party. We're not an activist group. We're not a civil society group. Temi from Ayobo says, the North decide who wins election in Nigeria, whether we like it or not. And now that they are deficient in technology, the legislators would not allow electronic transmission go through because it will interrupt their political scheme. All right. I think those senators and reps representing us are not from us. Else, I wonder, at this age and time, someone would say there's no mobile network in his constituency. Why is he there? This is to show every Nigerian that our votes are not counting. You think so? If your vote does not count, why is anyone paying you to buy it? Think about that. All right, let's go back to the phones. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, there's a line for you, and that's 01465-7190. Good morning to you.
Hello, Wemimo.
Hello, good morning, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Alabi from Solo.
Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, you know, I like this hour. People, like the National Assembly people,
mm-hmm.
they give you themselves honest assessment of their performances. And they were honest enough to say, boy, we are not doing well. So how do we come back? Except we lead this next coming election. That is my own personal assessment, personal view. That was why they rejected this electronic transaction or whatever. Because without, if the INEC use electronic transmission of results, mm-hmm. there's no way ever any of them will come to that seat.
Hmm.
So they've assessed them there. They say, if we accepted this transmission of results, none of us will come back to this chamber.
Okay. Thank you very much. I apologize about that, but thank you for calling. Hello.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dan Baba.
Thanks for calling me.
Thank you. You see, I think some Nigeria don't understand how a democracy works.
Mm.
And it is unfortunate. I'm going into politics, and I take my time to study, how politicians behave.
Mm.
Every politician is selfish.
Mm.
Everywhere in the world. You know, imagine a Nigerian politician who wants power at all costs.
Mm.
What do you expect from them? I think we Nigerians fail to do what we are supposed to do before now.
Which is?
Everywhere in the world, when they want to vote for a debate or something like this, the people talk to their representative what to vote for and not what to vote for.
Mm.
I don't know if you understand. If we don't know these things, we're busy then shouting on TV, on radio, and everywhere. I don't think these people listen to all these things. Imagine if every one of us go back to our constituents the way we used to go during Christmas and Ileya, to tell them that, look, vote against this or vote in favor of this. If you don't do that, please don't come back. In U.S., they do embarrass their representative that we are disappointed in you.
Okay.
This is not what we ask you to do.
Okay.
But here we are afraid of these people.
Thank you very much. Frankie is on the line from Egbeda. Thank you for holding on. First time caller. I'm glad you're able to make it today.
Thank you very much, Wemimo. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
To speak to you today. Wemimo, I want to talk about this senators being the National Assembly trying to manipulate 2023 election, because if they succeeded in signing this bill, that means the result already for 2023 has already come up. So, but I think I want to urge all Nigerians to rise up and let them know that they have already breached the trust that the Nigeria has, put on them. We have to all rise up and tell them this is what we want and stand by it. This is selfish. This is unacceptable. Nigerians should not accept this.
Okay.
They must dance to our tone. We won't elect anywhere. Even a common in the village, you go to any village, even when there is no network, you send a text message. The message will go, but it will not deliver. Once you go to a location that is network, the message will deliver. This is just a very simple thing that all of them know. But they just decided to do this on a party line to make sure that they disenfranchise Nigerians in 2023 and come back to power and inflict these pains and hardship on Nigeria. It's quite unacceptable.
Thank you. We,
Nigeria, we have to rise up and make sure that we put a stop to this and tell them, no, what we want is this.
Thank you very much for calling. Gift is on the line from Ikorodu. Thank you for holding on. Good morning.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Please, Wemimo, is it possible, Carol Wemimo, is it possible
to
say what you don't have, you give to people? Is it possible?
No.
What
possible.
You don't have, you give. Go possible.
Mm.
Because those people we actually vote in are not the people representing us in those places. Because if they are the one, they will not say that we should go to analog. It's what they have that they can give. So they are not the people there. Arugbo ni won won mo nkan ton se ko ya kura won kuro nbe ko daro.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Let me head to WhatsApp in a moment and take some comments from here just randomly. Maybe you people should define what e-voting is so that people will understand what it's about. If my grandmother or grandfather in my village can use phone, what's difficult in e-voting transmission? All right, that's what you think here. Apart from Ijegu, electronic transmission should be encouraged for developing a country like Nigeria. I so much love the... Okay, nah, I'll let you go. Why now? Why did you run off? Okay, all right. Oh, you're so smart. All right, we don't use Nigerian satellite. Okay, you're back. Engineer Odimba says it's not about Nigerian satellite. It's a universal feed. You can link up with the nearest satellite signal. You pay for the time you are connected. Okay. You can send it to me, sure. You can send it to Wemimo at nigeriainfo.fm. Nigeria, Wemimo at nigeriainfo.fm. Okay, Ahmed is here from Sagamu.
Yeah.
Ahmed, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, ma. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah. As regards the electronic voting, I believe that we're just trying to hide from the gospel truth. We all know that in some areas where there is no network, you can do your thing even on your laptop, on your device, and take it to where you can get network to able to transmit.
Yeah.
So there are scenarios whereby you do some work at home and you take it to office the next day for you to process on the internet.
Yeah.
So if there is an issue whereby people are saying we cannot do electronic voting, that means we are trying to run away from what we need to do. These are people that travels abroad and say they are looking for investors. Investors will look at you and say things are supposed to be done at the right time. You're not doing it. We don't have lights. We don't have good roads. Even common voting now, you are trying to dodge away from it. May God help us all.
Thank you very much. Let me speak with Sunday Hilzer from Bariga. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Yeah. Emma, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. There is nothing to beat about Bush. You see, the government of the day, they are not ready. But one thing I should advise them is that the precious great men of this country, is their name still ringing?
The what?
I mean, the great men of this country, the leaders, is their name still ringing every second, minute, hours, months, years, and whatever today? They should go back to the drawing board. What will happen when they leave the throne? And what will people say of them? They should have the fear of God and do the right thing. That's my tip. The Lord knows everything.
Thank you very much. Eze is here from Ogun State. Good morning and thanks for calling.
Oh, this is Eze calling from Odogwolu.
Welcome.
Wemimo, you see, you know, crude about everything. They will not allow any electronic voting to take place in this country. Let's just forget about it. That's my own talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me remind you that Nigeria has tried her hand at electronic voting in the past elections last year in Edo and Ondo State. Over 40 companies actually bidded for the live presentation to show practically demonstrate how a virtual or electronic voting machines can be used for the Ondo State governorship election. That was according to INEC, and they tried them out in Ondo State. And everyone applauded, both Ondo and Edo State. So we've tried our hands at it already. We have an evidence of how it could work because we've done it. So we could just take a look at that. Umokoro is calling me from Mushi on the show today. Welcome. Good morning.
My name is Sunday.
Thanks for calling.
They should forget about electronic voting. It doesn't happen because Nigeria never matured to use that. Nigeria never matured to use that.
Okay.
Error must occur. So it doesn't advance that to use, to go with that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. He believes Nigeria is not ripe for electronic voting and there might be errors. Okay. Let's see who's on the line here. Hello. Good morning to you.
See you. Hello. Good morning, Romeo.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Valentine.
Welcome.
My view is that I feel that if we have all progressive as a party, and they are not being progressive in their following of things, then it became regressive. You know, it became backwardness. 50 something senators from APC voted for this. It shows that obviously we are going backward. Very, very backward. How are we going to develop better if we don't try something almost every year? People get better by trying things every day.
Yes.
So if we don't try this, how do we get better? When are we going to try it? In 200 years' time? In 100 years' time? This is very painful. I feel that we should give it a try.
Okay.
We should even make a step. If we fail, then we know that, because of A, B, C, D, that's why we failed there. When we try again, we'll find a solution to those things that made us fail. That's the only way to get better.
Thank you very much. Mazi is on the line, first time caller from Iju. Thank you for calling, Mazi.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Mazi Obion from Iju.
Welcome.
I just want to say it is unfortunate, very regrettable what happened yesterday. You remember what happened during the Jonathan administration? When the governor's forum divided the PDP, that was what happened. Like the one of the callers said, it will be difficult, almost impossible, for the northern brothers to relinquish power. And what happened yesterday, just for Nigerians and international community to know the horns that trouble Israel. APC is a problem in this world. And unfortunately, God will raise carpenters to nail those that don't want to move this country forward. God bless you. We are watching.
Thank you very much. It's interesting. There are two sides to the coin. You know, as much as you are very, very sure that APC is a problem of this country, some other people would absolutely disagree with you, you know, and they'll tell you that APC is not. So, you know, two sides to a coin. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name? I think it's a network. All right. Let me take some comments from WhatsApp. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start from. How long shall we keep going in circles in Nigeria? This present administration is not practicing what they preach. See what happened at the National Assembly yesterday. Until Nigerians start recalling their representatives in the Senate and House of Reps, this shenanigan will continue to fester in Nigeria. Lastly, Nigerians must get their voter cards ready and vote massively. We must change Nigeria. Idozie Dean Naji, thank you for your message. Electronic voting should be encouraged, irrespective of the selfish notion of some of our lawmakers. The only thing that is permanent in life is change. Ishak Kolawale from Ikorodu, thank you. Mushi, homeboys from Mushi, the leaders in the house know that the electronic election will be it will be easy to remove them from power. However, it is best because you can be easily removed. Okay, that's why you like it. Nedu from Aja says, thank you. Thank you. Is my hair for you? Okay, thank you. Let's just try it first. When we do and fail, we would know why we failed and then we fix that in our subsequent election. Amos from Ibafor sent me a message on WhatsApp. In the music of One Day Coach, and I like this, we go the day. Mm-hmm. In 2021, we're still talking about lack of infrastructure to transmit electronically. Results. Nothing is impossible if we want it to work and if we want to make progress in this nation. What stops them from asking the telcos to provide the infrastructure in the vicinity of all polling areas? It's not so difficult. Citizens of other nations are currently sending civilians to space on holiday. You're right. Bolaon says right here. Thank you. Let me head back to the phones for a bit. I'll be right back on WhatsApp. Hello.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, all right. Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Wilson.
Wilson.
I'm in traffic right now.
Okay. There's still traffic at this time?
Yes, I've been driving since 7:30.
What?
Just coming from my train access until at the Jota.
You are still at Ojota.
Yes. I think this is the question of INEC or no INEC, mm-hmm. House of Rep or no House of Rep. The government is getting this whole thing wrong. Okay, you've done something and you know Nigerians are angry about it. Just come to your daughter and see the heavy police presence. Very heavy police presence. The road linking up to Turbulent Bridge has been cornered off. You can't drive through there, so everybody must go on the Kodu Road. This is so bad. So unacceptable. The country is just throwing something else. We need to really look at ourselves and ask ourselves very pertinent questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Sorry about what you're going through. If you're in traffic, well, keep your radio on Nigeria Info. That's the best I can do for you. That's the best I can do for you. Just stay on Nigeria Info. Let's help you through the traffic. All right? That's all I can do. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Matthew calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Matthew.
Yeah, I want to comment on in the aspect of the electronic transmission.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I see the reason why these people don't want to, agree to this electronic transmission is because they have intention of rigging the election as usual, what they've been doing. So I think if they are coming up with this kind of ideology or thinking mentality, the only solution is to divide this country so that all these aboki go with their mentality and other people.
No, don't do that kind of profiling here. No, that's not allowed. Come on now. Stop it. That's not allowed. No, not on my show, okay? We don't do that kind of profiling here, no. Okay, so I mentioned some countries to you earlier that attempted electronic voting. Some continued, some backed out, some are just in trial phase. And one of them said that there was a possibility of there being a mistake or it being hacked and so on. Are you not afraid of these complications? Or we're ready to go ahead no matter what? Joseph is on the line from Victoria Island. Welcome to Daily Digest.
Okay. Thank you so much. My name is Joseph, calling from Victoria Island.
Welcome.
I want to talk about this electoral reform, which the Senate bungled by rejecting the express transmission of results from the polling units by INEC. It is totally unacceptable at this time of our political life. Nigeria, as we are today, is unfortunate where the ruling party has led the country to. As we speak today, Nigeria is using well over 70-80% of earned revenue to service debt. And they know that the populace are totally angry and totally against what they are doing. So all of them are afraid that these guys, the moment they do this, they will lose their seat in the next election. People are really angry. I wonder why they will have to do this kind of a thing. As we speak, so right now, I think what Nigerians need to do is to ensure we mobilize, and if it means possibly staging a demonstration or protest, it has to be done so that the message will be sent to them.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me stay. Okay, someone else on the line. Jonah is here on the line from... Where is this? Hello, Jonah.
Hello, Amimo. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Concerning this e-voting, actually, Amimo, I'm from North.
Okay.
You understand? So we preside the Chibok neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We call our local government Askra Uba.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And in the village, we call Huim after Dele Lassa Ward. That place is typically you have to climb mountain before you call somebody, give calls to person. You understand? So where I'm going now is when they are registering a voter's card, they do voter's card for us there. They have not been complaining that there's network for us back then when we are there. But now our village says you cannot even get to our village now as I'm talking to you. Non-chicken in my village that I'm telling you now, as I say, Huim There's no one is there.
Hmm. Where have they all gone to?
They have run to other neighbor, like some places we call Lasa, some we call Uba, some we call Askira, some we call Chibok, some self that have gone there. But for my real village now, nobody is there because of the Boko Haram issue.
But is it true that there is no coverage vastly in that area?
There is coverage, my sister. Okay, if there's no coverage, how come did we have a network to do registration of voters' cards? If there's no network now, the PVC will not be able to be registered. Is that not so?
That's right.
So, there is network. The only thing that we don't want truth for this country, and we are in a new generation. We need all over the world are changing to new things. We are still going back to the old things. Where are we going to? Where are we heading to from this country? For God's sake, let's just be true to ourselves. This country we are in suffered. This country has suffered us for this APC thing. They have suffered us. We need a new generation, please.
Thank you very much. Oh, I have Ifeanyi on the line, but my time is totally up. I don't know where the time keeps running to. I apologize, Ifeanyi, that I cannot take your call because I totally, totally need to go right now. I hope that with these few points of mine that you'll also read up some more and finally make up your mind as to whether we should continue with electronic voting or not. But it appears that most Nigerians are pitched for electronic voting. Most of you are saying, let's try it. If it doesn't work, we'll adjust it. I have to go. My name is Wemimo Adewunmi. I'll see you on Monday at 9 on Table Talk. Have a fantastic weekend, but keep listening to Nigeria Info. What's Up Lagos is next.